We're joined in studio now by Mitch Doerr. Mitch, of course, is the head football coach and basketball coach at Cook County High School. Mitch, thanks so much for taking time to visit with us in what is a pretty busy time of the year for you.
Yeah, it's great to be here. It's a little nuts right now.
Yeah. It's always fun this time of year, though. You start to feel that fall Christmas in the air. The mornings are a little bit cooler, and you walk by the locker room at school, and it reeks. So yeah. You know it's football season.
Oh, yeah. The other day I woke up, it was 58 degrees. And yeah. I was like, oh, God, I love this.
Yep.
I just love the fall. And you're right. When the weather starts getting cooler, it's just like...
It's time for football.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
And other things, too. You know, I went by the field the other day, and the goalposts were up, and the little streamy things from the top. So I thought, yeah, we're getting close. Now, this will air, actually, the same night. This is going to air on August 31st, the night of your opener. And I heard through the grapevine that the numbers that you had out for football this year were pretty good, particularly compared to the previous few years.
Yeah, we have 31 players out for football. I'd say the previous 2 to 3 years, we've hovered around 25, 26.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when a few the athletes go down with certain injuries, you know, then you're struggling to field two full teams for a scrimmage.
Yeah.
In practice. So with 31, it gives us some flexibility. We have a very strong freshman class.
Oh, that's great.
11 young guys who have some great potential as future football players. So it's really fun to see them develop. They're hurting a little bit. They're starting to figure out that the game's not as easy as it was last year, but I'm really excited about the freshman group we have.
Well, and as you said, you know, with low numbers, and even though this is five or six more than you've had the last couple of years, overall with low numbers, it puts a really premium on not getting hurt or hopefully staying as healthy as you can. And is there anything that you do as coaches to try and minimize? I mean, obviously you do that anyway, but I mean, it's really a crunch if all of a sudden, even though they're talented, these freshmen have to step in and to starting roles.
Yeah, you know, the first and foremost thing you want to do is you want to see kids in the weight room.
Yeah.
Because it eliminates injuries. It just does. It's a proven fact. But you know, I have changed my coaching in the last 7 years, in the fact that, you know, when we start to see certain athletes, especially the younger guys with tendonitis.
Mm.
Achilles type of strains, ankles, soreness, because they're not used to the conditioning. You know, when I was younger, I was like, all right, just you toughen up, let's go to work. And, you know, that's really not the best way to do things. You know, we found that some of these athletes we don't have them do a lot of the end of the practice conditioning or a lot of the running drills because we know they just have to rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's hard because you want them back as soon as possible, but rest is the best thing, and so you're kind of fighting against yourself.
Sure.
You know, but besides that, you have, like you said, you have a lot of young freshmen. You're not going to stick them up against Jacob Schroeder,
right?
And let them get pummeled. So you try to match them up with like-minded or, you know, the same physical stature, and you try to manipulate that the best you can. You know, you get into a scrimmage like a blue white scrimmage, you can't always control that because now you're playing football.
Got to play.
So, but yeah, we try to maximize the amount of contact that they're going to face from the older guys.
Now, last year's team, I think, was, at least to some people, perhaps not you, was kind of a pleasant surprise. They really played very well. What about this year? Yeah, I know you've got some returning players, some returning lettermen. What do you think your team looks like overall in comparison to the league?
Well, I'm very excited about this group. Mm. Very excited. It will be it's kind of a contrast, though. Last year, a lot of skilled position players that could just flat out play, and our line was a little thinner.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a lot of speed and talent on the outside. And this year, we're extremely strong in the line, big and physical, and we have less of the speed. With that being said, however, some of the players we have back there have speed and are extremely talented. Mm-hmm. So you have Cale Boomer, Peter Warren, Mark Markson, all in the backfield. And then you have, you know, like a Cale, are like a Colin Everson outside of the receiver, Jacob Shorter at tight end, and then Thomas Anderson, who's back out for football at the other receiver. That's still a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the expectations are high. We're extremely excited. At the same time, with 11 new freshmen and 4 or 5 upperclassmen that are out for the first time, over half the team's playing football for the first time.
Wow. That's amazing.
So each year, the goal is to get your team to mesh together.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's team was easy because we only had like 3 or 4 freshmen. Everybody was back.
Sure.
It's a totally different scenario. Last year's team meshed well together, and they were the epitome of what teamwork can do. Mm-hmm. So when people saw that we overachieved, we saw that as it wasn't necessarily just the talent. It was how those kids got along together.
Right, how they meshed.
And so that'll be an essential component of what we do this year.
You mentioned that everyone, our listeners know we're visiting with Mitch Dorr, head football coach here at Cook County in preparation for the upcoming season. You mentioned that difference in the not so much the talent, but certainly the speed that you had in the backfield as related to size and line. Do you change then what you're doing? Do you basically stay with what you did before and just try and make it work? And how does that work with high school kids if you're doing things a lot different than you did the year before?
I think all of your core stuff is the same, like blocking assignments, your core plays that's your system.
Mm-hmm.
But you do find, okay, what are my skilled position? What are their real strengths? And then you create plays that are going to take advantage of those. So, for instance, last year I might have had 1 or 2 plays for a tight end. And what Jacob Schroeder has shown me in the offseason, he is a... He's a physical specimen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just a very gifted athlete. He's already got 6 plays in the book just for him.
Huh.
Where last year there was 2 at the tight end spot.
Yeah.
So while our core plays are the same, we're an option running football team. I also have a quarterback that he could very well be the best quarterback I've ever coached.
Really?
In Cale Bulmer.
No kidding.
So
that's saying a lot, isn't it?
It is because
some good kids play quarterback.
Yeah, because we're talking about, he's right there with Colleen Norman, Miles Drake, some great players.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's got work to do yet, so sure. I'm not going to give it to him yet. But, he is extremely talented. And so that will definitely dictate some of our play calling.
Sure. Now, how do you think your team, and maybe you don't know this for sure, is what's the rest of the league look like?
Well, the league kind of changed. So our conference had 3 divisions in it last year, a red division, a white division, a blue division,
mm-hmm.
according to school size.
Right.
We had a couple drop out, and so now we're to 2 divisions. So now we're to a red and to a blue division. That makes our division much more difficult instantly.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back to 3 next year, as a side note,
because is that right?
We're going to bring more schools in, bigger mm-hmm. schools. So we play Bram. Which is, they were 2A last year for 1 year. Now they're back to, they were single A last year. They'll be back to 2A this year. We mm-hmm. play 2 Harbors. That's a double A school.
Mm-hmm.
We play Ogilvy, always tough, mm-hmm. East Central, and I'm missing one. That's another bigger school. But with the division switches, our schedule is extremely difficult. We have a very difficult, probably one of the more difficult schedules we've had in quite some time.
Interesting. Now, I assume that when you were talking about, you change some things depending on the personnel, I'm assuming one of the things that it seems to me your football and basketball teams have been noted for is minimize mistakes. I assume that stays throughout. I mean, that's one of the things that carry you through regardless of what system you're playing.
Absolutely. I think, Mike Boomer is the defensive coordinator. Brian Carpenter is taking care of special teams. I do the offense. Pat Eliason has the offensive and defensive line. The whole goal is for us to be disciplined. We got to be a disciplined football team.
Right.
And to minimize, we don't want to beat ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so to minimize mistakes puts the pressure on someone else to try to beat us.
Yep.
So, and that's the focus. We take pride in being a team that's not penalized very often.
Mm-hmm.
And we take pride in being a team that doesn't fumble very often.
Yeah.
And if we can continue to do those kind of things, it will be tough to stop us when we're on offense.
That's great. You mentioned some of the senior players who are going to really play a role. What about some of your underclassmen? who do you see playing important roles?
I would take the time to mention a couple senior. You know, our line is going to be unreal as far as, you know, anchored by our center, Justin Goldstein.
Mm-hmm.
And then our two guards next to them will probably be, well, our one guard will be Clay Johnson, who's one of the captains.
Yeah.
And then you have Jacob, which we mentioned at tight end, but you got Johnny Jacobson, an outstanding junior at tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota Sorley is a senior who has just had a phenomenal preseason camp. He'll be starting at tackle.
Great.
Thomas Anderson took a year off from football, so he had been out. He was out last year. He's going to come back. He's a junior. He'll start a wide receiver. He's a phenomenal athlete, so he'll be able to be pretty versatile for us in a few different places. So there's just a really core, great group of kids playing.
That's great. Well, I forgot the question I was going to ask. But it sounds like, you know, as you say, you got quite a number that are coming out for the first time, but it also sounds like you got quite a number of kids who are experienced and know their way around on a football field. That's got to help.
It's really unique. It's they're either a returner and they're very good, or they're just coming into the mix.
Yeah.
We really don't have anybody in between the two. So that's kind of like setting up a mentorship kind of thing, where you got these older kids showing these younger kids, this is how we do things, and we're going to pass this tradition down to you. And it may very well take us a little longer to form our identity as a team. Every team kind of takes on its own identity, and it might take us a little longer because of that. But in the end, when it's all said and done, it could really benefit us towards the end of the year.
Really be fun.
Yeah.
We've been visiting with Mitch Doerr, head football coach at Cook County High School. And as I say, by the time that when this airs, people will be leaving, listening to the radio, heading to the football game. So I want to thank you very much for taking time this time of the year, especially. Very busy, and best of luck this year.
Thanks. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody out there listening. It's always fun to get their feedback.
As always, we will be televising. We'll be broadcasting all the games again. So great. Have a great year, Mitch.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.